Now, already this morning we've heard calls for the banners and flags to fly ahead of Sunday's Munster hurling final, and today we thought we'd bring you back and remind you of some of the glory days in Clare hurling when the saffron and blue were kings of the province. It's been 19 years since Clare last lifted a Munster title. Then it was their third in 4 years. It was a run which of course began in 1995 when Davy Fitzgerald's penalty goal helped propel Clare to victory over Limerick.
Davy, the goalkeeper, can the gamekeeper turn Porter? Little Davy, we saw John Cummins do it in top half. It didn't work for him. It's 5-3. Would have been as well off to take the point, because this will give Limerick awful heart.
Yeah. You wonder. I mean, I think their point might be as good as anything here.
Well, if they get the goal, we're wrong. 27 and a half minutes. Limerick 5, Clare 3. Davy Fitzgerald, the crowd will tell the story.
There's a blast from the past. Matthew McMahon on commentary for Clare FM on that day. Another Munster title would follow in 1997, 20 years ago today, in fact. And like this Sunday, Clare also played in the minor final on that day, winning both games. Then in 1998, in a controversial replay against Waterford, Clare overcame the Dacia, and my next guest put his name on the scoreboard.
James O'Connor, lovely little run. Great block by Brian Green, but it comes to Niall Gilligan. Will he take a corner to go for a goal?
And that the commentary from that particular game. Niall Gilligan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Do you remember that? Well,
I do, Pat. And like, even when you'd hear David there from 95, it puts the hair standing on the back of my neck, you know. So they were great days. And I suppose, you know, when we think back and they're so, it feels now that it was only a couple of weeks ago, but you know, it's over 20 years ago, so we could do with another one of them come Sunday.
Please God, in 97 95, of course 97, 2013 the last time we had the All-Ireland as well, of course, back in the 90s, winning left, right and centre, and then of course it ebbed for a while. It's hard to put a finger on why Clare lost their way, I suppose, after two Munster finals or two All-Ireland finals in 3 years. Can you put your finger on it, Niall?
I can, Pat, and I think it's very simple, and you can bring it to hurling is a complex game, and I think like that, and you see this in with club and county, that if you take your eye off the ball, say at underage, for a period of time, you will suffer it sooner. And we must remember, like, from the year 2000 to the year 2008, that we'll say that there was 9 years there, and Clare didn't win a minor or under 21 game championship game in those 9 years. And naturally enough, your senior team is going to suffer. And you know, we are reaping the rewards now of successful minor teams and four under 21s, All Ireland winning teams, and that's why we have a good team at the moment. And I suppose, as well as those four teams that won the All-Irelands, our other under 21 teams were in those periods. They were contesting Munster finals and that. So, you know, that's the nuts and bolts. And people will often say that in 95 and 97 that we didn't win minors and under 21s, but we were getting to finals and we were competitive, you know. And that's the whole key. And like, if you have an underage, your underage talent coming through, you're not going to have senior talent.
You were saying there that when you listen back to those commentaries, when we had Matthew McMahon and John Minogue and of course the late Michael Gallagher and other people doing all those wonderful Clare FM commentaries back in the 90s, it does put the hair up in the back of your neck. What are your memories, not only playing in those games and being on the field, but also watching from the sidelines, which must have been difficult as well?
Yeah, it's like when you think back, and you know, I remember like my father would have a tape of those games going around in his Jeep, or commentaries of Clare FM and Matthew, and you know, that's all they listened to back then, you know. And it was sure, like 95, and you know, I suppose then, from my point of view, when I was called onto the panel, sure, you know, it was a dream come true. I was supposed to be going into the same dressing room and that with the legends of those eras. But you know, the Munster Championship is special, and you know, like, in Turles next Sunday morning, if you go down to the square in Turles and walk up through the street and walk up towards the field, you know, the tension and the atmosphere and the buzz around the place will be electric. And you know, it's magical, really. Like,
we had a lady on the programme earlier, Niall, Geraldine Cahir, talking about the lack of flags and banners around the place in recent years. Is that something you've noticed yourself?
It is, yeah. And I suppose it's kind of hard to put a finger on it, whether the extra TV or the extra games, you know. I suppose back then it was one, you had one, the Munster finalists, beaten finalists, had a chance of a back door, but the rest of them, it was straight knockouts. So I suppose whether that has contributed, and maybe other sports are more easy accessible now, and then maybe I suppose the cost of it from people, you know, the tickets, and you know, just maybe it's an expensive day out. But I still think the Clare supporters, you know, for Sunday really need to get out now and support this team, because you know Cork have they've come out of nowhere, and you know the Cork buy this, when they get a smell of success, they'll come in their thousands. So you know, we really need to get behind the team and support them, and you know, it's an important Munster championship for Clare to win.
I wonder, is the Munster final as big a deal as it used to be, particularly now with the whole back door and qualifiers and so forth? Is it the big deal it always was, do you think?
Maybe not for some people, but for me it definitely is, and I suppose, look, at the end of the day, Pat, it's going to be a sellout. The capacity of Turles is down to 42,500 now, so you know, if you say that to the Cork boys, is it a big deal? You'll get your answer on Sunday. It certainly is, and you know, it's a prestigious medal to win, and probably, you know, people say that it's the second biggest sport and occasion. Football, people might like me here saying it, but it's often said that it's the second biggest sport and occasion in this country behind the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final.
I wonder, is the buzz gone though? I mean, I was asking you there whether it means the same to, whether it be the fans. I'm sure it means the same, it means as much if not more to the players, needless to say, but the buzz appears to be gone though.
It is, Pat, but I suppose you can say that for the Senior Final as well, you know, like take the celebrations, whatever, after say last year's league final. I remember Anthony Daly telling me that he drove up through the street of Innes Monday night after the league final last year, and he could drive up in his car, and he just went back to 1978, where, you know, there was maybe 20 or 30,000 people in Innes. But I just think life and society has changed that way, and that's no fault of the players now or the hurling now. You know, hurling was probably the only show in town back, you know, yeah, in the late 90s, and you know, but just life and society has changed from that aspect.
And from the player's perspective then, how important and what does it mean to a player to get out there to play on Munster Final Day and hopefully win a title as well?
You know, look, I can only take it back from my own point of view. You know, they're some of my fondest memories. You know, everything I think about back along, you know, when I think back to that era, you know, even the 1998 saga with Gerald O'Glan and the priests, and you know, everything, yes, that went with it that time, you know, the matches, the celebrations after coming back to Innes, and the crowds, and you know, it was a magical time, and I suppose everything that went with it, and you know, the hurling matches were first class in as well, nail biting, and all the different rivalries that went with it. But you know, it definitely meant a lot to everyone involved.
Presumably you're asked occasionally or often, or maybe it's brought to your attention the whole the wonder that was 95-97. We were talking earlier about flags and banners. You remember, of course, the painted cars and the big convoys to Dublin. I think we gave the guards some terrible nightmares. Do you think we'll ever return to those days where we'll have Clare in Croke Park on a more regular basis, and that the fans will turn up in their masses for them as well?
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm very confident about Sunday, and you know, I know the bookies are making Cork favourites for Sunday, but you know, I think that Clare can win Sunday and this team can get back to Croke Park. You know, as for the banner bangers and everything, yeah, that went like that, I suppose, look, as I said, you know, society has changed a little. You know, I remember the banner banger was here in Six Mile Bridge with Darragh Keogh and Eddie Russell and the likes at the wheel, and you know, I remember there was a big big story about they had no tax or insurance in the car, and Johnson's and Kilmahill came to the rescue. You know, it was a kind of another side story that went on for a week or two. Would the banner banger make it to Croke Park? You know, but
yes,
I suppose, look, those kind of things have have maybe, you know, that will be a care, but it's, we're maybe more law-abiding citizens now. You have to have taxes and shorts on the road, you know. So
you'd have to. What did it mean to the players? Just as a matter of interest, because I know ourselves here in Clare FM, we took a lot on board and probably caused a lot of nightmares with the convoys that we organised and with the big events we had in the Red Cow Inn and the live broadcast from O'Shea's and Merchant's Quay and so forth. But to the players, what did it mean to the players that you had the fans up in Dublin sometimes for the two or three days of the weekend of the All-Ireland Final?
Yeah, 100%. I remember my friends at the time, you know, a lot of them left on Friday evening to go to Dublin, and they weren't coming, maybe with a pair of jeans, a Clare jersey, yeah, and their wallet in their pocket, and that's all they had, and they weren't coming home maybe till Monday morning, you know. But, you know, it all added to the excitement. But I suppose as a player then, you had to kind of set yourself here, don't get caught up in this, and basically I have to concentrate on 3:30 on Sunday when the ball is thrown in. And it's very easy, and I suppose, look, in maybe different games throughout my career, maybe I did, you know, and different players can lose their focus for some simple reason, but, you know, you have to try and, as the saying would go, steal your mind and distance yourself from it, even though, you know, it's all going on in the background and the fans are enjoying it or whatever. But, you know, I suppose the bottom line, as I say, is when that ball is thrown in that you're ready for action.
A texter says here, we'd all support Clare on Sunday if we could get tickets. We're getting a lot of texts, in fact, this morning in relation. People are hopefully going to drag out the banners. It's what this team, they have no Munster title. It's what this team deserves, the support on Sunday. The roaring, the shouting, the singing, the flags, the banners. It's very important to these lads, and it's important that we get out there and support them, isn't it?
100%. And look, it's great to see our, like, this team, you know. I know, I suppose maybe Donal and Jerry and the management would privately feel that, you know, that the class they have, they could have more achieved, you know, and they could have a couple of Munster finals in the bag, but, you know, they're going to try and put that right on Sunday. And, like, I suppose, you know, Clare supporters should remember, you know, the sun may not always shine, and you could have lean days as well. So when you have the sunny days like next Sunday and you have a good team with a live chance, you know, from a Clare fan supporters point of view, you better go and support them. You know, we're not down in Kilkenny or maybe Tipperary where every 2 or 3 years Clare can go maybe 10 years without success. So, you know, we have a good team now, and, you know, why not get out and give them all the support we can.
You've already said that you think Clare have it in them to do it on Sunday. The Young Bucks coming up from Cork, it's all talk of Cork these days, and the bookies, of course, taking no chances either. You reckon Clare in there with a shout?
I think they have a great chance. You know, these teams met in the All-Ireland Final in 2013, and, you know, like, at the end of the day, people can say that Cork's Young Bucks, like, basically, I think there's only maybe about 4 changes from that team. So, at the end, like, where have this Cork team come from? And, you know, there's the players are much the same. They did beat Clare maybe the following year, but, you know, the teams are evenly balanced. And, you know, for every weakness people point out, you know, people are saying that maybe the Clare's defence is suspect, but, you know, there's a lot of access to the Cork defence, and, you know, there's brilliant forwards on both sides. So, you know, I think if Clare really believe in themselves, and why wouldn't they? Clare have the All-Ireland medals, they have the under-21 championships. These Cork boys haven't won at this level yet, and I'm sure that if Clare can get this down to 10 minutes to go when the sides are levelled, you know, and have belief in themselves, they'll kick on and come out on top.
Gilly, thank you very much for your time this morning. We appreciate it, and look forward to a win on Sunday. Niall Gilligan, of course, playing in the 98 final, and of course on the Clare panel in 1997 as well. Thanks very much for joining us, Niall, on the programme.
Clare FM's Morning Focus with Gavin Grace.